Hi, so this is actually Miffed. I thought it would be fun to do that anime questionnaire I saw that has a really long name of some sort. Okay, so number one, what was the first anime you remember seeing? My first anime I ever watched is actually really embarrassing. It was Mermaid Melody, and it sounds exactly like what was on the tin. I watched it in on YouTube in like the one part, two part, three part, and it was such awful quality. That was like 2007, 8-ish. Oh God, such bad. It was really good. I enjoyed it at the time, but I'm a little ashamed. A little ashamed I watched it. What genre do you find yourself watching the most, and why? I really like shonen, sports, and romantic crap. I just like stuff that gets your heart beating, whether from like action, adventure, from like romantic, he, she just confessed, and oh God, they're gonna date. Wah. I don't know. I normally just go by what looks good that season. Yeah. Have you ever found yourself attracted to a character in an anime? If so, who was your first crush and who do you like now? Ooh, my first crush. Probably Inuyasha. I firmly blame him for my Nekomimi pet play fetish. His ears, man, like those things were the bomb. And then who do I like right now? Too many to list. I'll just go with Yamaguchi from Haikyuu. He's adorable. I love his face. He's so cute. He only has like f 10 lines in the anime. I'm so sad. How do you consume anime? Do you buy DVDs, Blu-rays, watch via an online service such as Crunchyroll, Funimation, or Netflix, or do you watch it on TV? Oh, I don't really watch it in any legit way. I illegally download it so I can watch it on my mobile and while I'm on commute and then if I really like it, I will purchase it on DVD. But I don't buy pretty much anything that I watch. Maybe like one thing a season. That's it. Do you watch series live as they air, or do you marathon shows instead? I tend to watch shows live as they air. I've been doing that for the past year and a half now. It's just a lot more fun because there's a whole lot of community on like Reddit and Tumblr going through like meta and looking and seeing, oh my God, what's gonna happen next? Is this foreshadowing? Blah 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 blah. However, I will also marathon shows if they aired like for the five bajillion years ago. You don't really have a choice then. Okay. Tentacles, thoughts. Fucking hot. Tentacle bondage is where it is at, man. Who would you say is your favorite anime antagonist, and who would you say your favorite anime protagonist? Do you generally prefer the good guys or the bad guys? Favorite anime protagonist? Edward Elric, maybe? Yeah, I'll go with him. He's the bomb. Favorite anime antagonist? Oof. Oh, I fucking know who it is. Fucking Dio, okay? That's all I gotta say. That vampire son of a bitch. I generally prefer the bad guys over the. No, that's backwards. I generally prefer the good guys over the bad guys. I just. Unless they're really interesting, like. I could take or leave them. Well, like, you need them to have a really good plot, but. Yeah. You and your significant other are going to dress up as anime characters in the bedroom. Who do you dress each other up as? Okay, this isn't even a fucking challenge. My number one OTP since before I even started watching the show is Sailor Neptune and Sailor Uranus from Sailor Moon. And I would be, of course, Sailor Neptune because fuck yeah. Violin, blue hair, wavy. Gorgeous son of a bitch with my tall bishojo girlfriend. That's if I was in a girl-girl relationship, though. Actually, no, fuck that. If I was in a girl boy relationship, they would dress up as fucking Sailor Uranus too. No question. Just sailor skirt. Everyone looks good in it. I will force them. It will be wonderful. I have dreams. no, JK. I can't really think of a boy-girl pairing I love that much. Maybe Haruhi, Suzumiya, and Kyon. I love them. But, yeah, I guess school uniforms pretty much where it's at. Well, it's not always an option, given the choice, do you sub or dub? I usually prefer sub, just because it's easier to access, and dubs, no offense, normally really suck. I've only seen, like, maybe two that I've wholeheartedly loved. Those were Ornai's Cool Host Club and Angel Beats. Yeah. Is there an anime that other people loved that you just couldn't get into? A few. I think Elfin Lied and Baka to Test No Shoujo-kan or something like that. They were just both really cliche and I couldn't fucking stand them. That's all I got. Oh, and that fucking yaoi-esque basketball anime, Kuro no something. All of my friends were like creaming themselves over it and I'm like, bruh, yaoi hands. I can't, it's too awful. I did that once with that stupid Junjo Romantica. I'm not doing it again. Oh, I kind of just admitted I watched that. Oops. Okay. So, what character do you relate to most and who do you aspire to? I actually really relate to Asahi from Haikyuu. He's just so worried about failing and being terrible, even when he's fucking awesome. And I relate to having that kind of what is it called? Inferiority complex? Oh, shit. I'm totally butchering that word. Do you know what I mean? You'll know what I mean. Close enough. And then who do I aspire to be the most like is Chihaya from Chihaya Furu. She's just so go-getter and just goes for her goals, even though she sucked. And it's just, I love her so much. Anime series sometimes have really catchy opening songs. If you had to pick a favorite right now, what would it be? Ooh. The opening for Princess Tutu is really catchy, even though I'm pretty sure it's, like, classical music. I like it, though. Do you have a guilty pleasure anime? Not really. I mean, anime is my guilty pleasure in total. So, maybe Orin High School Host Club? I watch that far too much to be healthy. have you ever crossed the line from regular anime to hentai? If so, what sort do you watch? And do you have a favorite series? I think one time I watched like 5 minutes of hentai. I couldn't get into it. I'm too much into art and proper anatomy and girls sounding like they're enjoying themselves to ever love hentai. I'm sorry, I cannot. I love the troops from it, I can physically not watch anime. Girls are too whiny, I'm sorry. Oh, gosh. Have you ever been to a convention? Yes, quite a few. Quite a few. And I've spent so much money there. Sobbing. If you had to pick one show and it would be the only anime you could watch for the rest of your life, what would it be? Oh, I fucking know. Suritama was a gorgeous, gorgeous anime and I would... Actually, no, fuck that. So, probably Orin High School Host Club. I love it. I watch it all the fucking time. It's terrible. I would be so happy to watch only that for the rest of my life. If I could live in an anime world, which one would it be and why? So I think maybe Denno Coil would be an interesting world to live in. It's kind of like ours, but just like 15, what's the troop name? 15 minutes into the future, 15 years into the future. Basically, it's everyone is linked up to the World Wide Web with their glasses, and they can see like virtual pets and stuff, and I just think that's really cool. Especially because I don't want to join a very dangerous world where I could like die. Which particular character's voice would you say is your favorite? Alternatively, do you have a favorite voice actor? What about them in particular do you like? I definitely have a favorite character's voice. In Chihayafuru, she has one boy that is absolutely smitten with her, and he's kind of a nerd, and he has an accent in Japanese. I think it's like Futa or Fua Prefecture or something. Either way, it's kind of country-ish, and he just has like the deepest, huskiest voice, and oh god, it's beautiful. It is. I may or may not have like saved all of his audio files or all of his lines in a file so that I could hear them over and over again. I love it that much. I'm kind of weird. It's beautiful, don't blame me. Yeah, I don't really have a favorite voice actor. I don't really pay attention to their names ever. That's not a thing I look at. Have you ever or would you ever cosplay as an anime character? Yes, I have, and yes, I will again. I've actually won a cosplay contest as one. It's in my closet right now, actually. I'm probably gonna be wearing it in about a month again when I go to another con. Yeah. When you're looking for a new anime, what do you look for? Quality animation, a particular genre, certain voice actors. Normally when I'm looking for a new anime, I don't. I have a list. My plan to watch list is about 200 long. I don't want to add any more to it. But I'll just normally when I'm just trying to find anime to watch, I'll see what's new this season and I'll just keep up with that because that's normally about the hunk I can take off. So I guess quality animation appeals to me as well as plot line and then just like character development. I love character development. Is there an animation studio you look out for new shows slash movies from? Yes. Just one in particular. The rest I don't really pay attention to. I'm just gonna look up the name of it. Okay, so it's called, or the studio I think is Madhouse, though I only really pay attention to them for their movies. The Girl Who Leapt Through Time, Wolf Children, Amity Yuki, and there was one other one that was gorgeous. Oh, Summer Wars. What do you think about the increase in fan service over the past few years? I really fucking hate it. It makes it very hard for me to actually enjoy and like animes when all I see is girls just fan service for no point of fan service. I fucking hate it, especially when it's moe and Lolita crap. I hate how pedophilic the industry is in Japan. It's disgusting to me. Ugh. On the other hand, Free was amazing, so. If it was more balanced and less pedophilic, then I'd probably be more of a fan of it. But because there's a higher amount of tits to pecs, then I'm like, nah, ma'am. Nah. Fudenari thoughts? I guess. I mean, like. I like trans girls, so I guess that's pretty cute. Have you ever bought merchandise such as statues, action figures, Daikimaru, or vibrators? No. However, this coming anime, not the anime, convention season, I am on the hunt for a body pillow. It's gotta be male, it's gotta be someone from Haikyuu. Those are my only two, point things that I'm looking for. If I don't find one at a con, I'm probably gonna commission an artist I know to draw me one in a compromising position and buy it that way. I am going to get me a goddamn body pillow. Which anime or manga has had the biggest impact on your life? Whew. You're just hitting the hard-ass questions here. I think definitely Howl's Moving Castle. It had such a lovely message to it. And it stuck with, it was one of the first animes I ever really watched when I was in my ugly duckling phase, and it just helped so much, you know? So I guess that. Who is your current anime waifu? Tsukishima K from Haikyuu. He is my husbando, okay? Beautiful. Beautiful soul. Fucking love him. The waifu is Yachi Hitoka from same anime. Because she is bae. Although I guess she's not from an anime yet. She won't be on until the second season. Finally, recommend up to 5 shows you think your listeners should watch. These could be classics for people who don't watch anime or outspoken gems for the otaku that may have missed out on. Give us your best suggestions. Okay, let's go for it. Okay, I got them. Not in any particular order, but Aretahime is about this little girl who spends all of her days locked in her castle tower, and one day she becomes engaged or something, and so she leaves and she travels among common people and goes to exotic lands, and stuff happens, and it's really cool, and it's all about her finding herself and just being a badass. Second one is Gin no Saji. It's by the same mangaka that did Fullmetal Alchemist. It's about this guy who joins a farming school and tries to keep up with life that way. And it's just really humorous and funny and also a really good slice of life for some reason. And then there's Hyoka, which is so beautiful. Oh my god. I wish I was as cute as the main waifu in it. She's adorable. And then the two side pairings are cute. It's kind of like a whodunit, but school girl, boy style. It was too sickening sweet, okay? And then Kokoro Connect, which is kind of the same art style, but it's more like weird supernatural mishaps happen to this group of 5 kids, and it starts creating drastic effects with their friendships and their personalities and how they perceive themselves. It's really good, and it completely destructs, no, what's the word? Deconstructs the Genki girl type and just deals with really hard-hitting topics. Like, I was not expecting it to be as deep as it was. It was so good. So good. Like, if you watch just one, watch that. So I think this is it. Oh, yay. Okay, I hope you guys enjoy. Holy, I'm sorry, this was really long. Oh my.